Welcome at Murriston Park.
Here, we'll talk about the reproduction of lichens. How did lichens disperse and reproduce? Like fungi, lichens have quite complex and diverse reproductive strategies. The strategies that lichens use depend on the environment and conditions. To begin with, only the fungal partner, the mushroom part, can reproduce sexually. The photobion, the photosynthetic partner, and the mycobion, the fungal partner, together can reproduce asexually. But what is the difference between sexual and asexual reproduction? Asexual reproduction means that the offspring is created by only one parent, without the fertilization and the production of reproductive cells, called gametes. In sexual reproduction, offsprings are produced by two partners of different sexes. These partners produce gametes that are morphologically and genetically different. The union of these gametes produces zygote that will become the offspring. The asexual reproduction in lichens is done by fragmentation, by the breakage of specialized cells called ceridia and isidia, which are dispersed by the force of the wind or the trampling of animals. For example, when a bird walks on the branches of a tree and flies to another tree, it may disperse the isidia on this other tree. Sexual reproduction in lichens. There are two main forms of sexual reproduction in lichens, the apothecia and the perithecia. These forms produce spores in asci, in plural, and ascus in singular. When the spores are dispersed, they must find an algal partner in order to form a lichen. But how does the fungus overcome the problem of finding a photosynthetic partner to lichenize? Different species of lichen will find different strategy to overcome this problem. Some species will have their spores agglutinated with some cells of the algae or cyanobacteria, so as to have a better chance of developing. Others may survive by forming a symbiosis with other algae, which are not normally the partners, or may insert the hyphae into a neighboring lichen to steal some of its algae. Note, today, 1 in 5 of all known fungal species can form a lichen. Some fungi form lichens earlier in their evolution, but have lost this ability. Other fungi have had different photosynthetic partners during their evolution. Finally, some fungus species can choose to live in symbiosis with algae or live independently. The process by which the genes of the algae partner and the fungus are combined is still poorly understood, despite that we know the structure as well. Hopefully, this introduction will help you identify lichens, as a reproductive apparatus is an important criteria.
Now, let's start a small identification activity. We will introduce new species, including Candelariella reflexa, Lepraria, Hypogymnia physodes, and a specimen of Evernia prunastri. Some specimens of the genus Fisca are also present. Can you spot them? Candelariella reflexa is a Christo's lichen. The Christo's lichen is formed of yellow to yellow-green granules. The lichen is very similar to Candelaria concolor that we've seen before. It can only be differentiated if you look closer to it. The latter, Candelaria concolor, has more folules and can be categorized as a folios lichen. Instead, Candelaria reflexa is part of the Christo's lichens. We've talked about the genus Lepraria. The species are very difficult to tell apart, so we'll leave that and already identify the main genus. If you want more information on the species of the genus Lepraria, you can check out the identification key on the website. And more information on how to use an identification key is also available. We've briefly talked about Hypogymnia physodes, but I will introduce you to this specimen a bit more just now. Hypogymnia physodes is a folios lichen and has a shiny grey-green with narrow, swollen and hollow lobes. The undersurface of the lichen is light brown at the margin and dark brown to black in the centre. The lobe ends are turned up and have ceridia on the underside, small granules. The genus is known to not have any rhizines and is just attached directly to the substrates by patches of fungal hyphae. This species is common on trees, mosses and rocks and places polluted by sulfur dioxide. Lastly, Evernia prunastri is a species that is often confused with fruticose lichens, as it is attached at one point. However, the distribution of the algal layers makes it belong to the group of Folios lichens. The thallus is strap-shaped and is yellow to green-grey on the upper cortex. The lower part of the thallus is much paler with white patches due to the lack of algal layer underneath. Lastly, I want to show you the spark of colour when a fungus attacks a lichen. This type of fungus is called a lichenicolous fungus. We talked about it already. And on the picture on the website, you can see the small orange dots on the powdery Liparia species. Maybe you'll spot them on the tree? As always, all the references are available on the website. And next, we'll meet at the Dara Cemetery. Some spooky discovery awaits. See you there!